The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur. I had a day job. It didn't allow me to work on boats full time. But now that I'm retired, I've built Motor City Boatworks, and the YouTube channel is a way for me to talk about my projects and pass on some of the knowledge that I've gained. I hope you enjoy these episodes. The headliner in my boat has a dirty little secret. Episode 6, Removing the Headliner. When I started my boat restoration, first thing I did was to start taking things apart. I had to pull out the tanks and remove all the trim. We'll cover that in the next episode. And eventually, it came time to remove the headliner. Now, the headliner in an Alban 27 is vinyl, and it covers everything from the lower windows all the way up the sides and all the way across the ceiling of the entire boat. It was in the fore cabin, and it was also in the aft cabin. It's a vinyl product that was glued and stapled to the walls of the boat. It looked pretty good. You know, back in the day, I imagined it was pretty swanky. But that headliner was hiding a dirty little secret.
Today, I'm working on the interior of the Alban 27, and I'm concentrating on the aft cabin. The goal was to pull the headliner down. Had to remove the portholes to be able to do that, pull out the old original foam and vinyl headliner. It's a disgusting, messy job. At the factory, they used a gajillion staples to staple this thing up there. And now I'm in the process of pulling out the staples so that I can kind of get a smooth surface that'll eventually be sanded. And then we'll figure out what kind of headliner I'm going to put back inside there. It's just a big job, very messy. There's no way to do it other than just to take every single trim piece off and remove every piece of wiring and lights and everything. It's just a mess.
Well, there's a reason why we got to get underneath the headliner. We've got to know what's going on back behind the vinyl covering. What's the condition of the hull and what's happening with the portholes? Are they leaking? We also need to take a look if there's any type of wiring, electrical, or even deck fittings. How are they mounted and are they still waterproof?
All right, we're doing more demo today. We've taken out the hanging locker. This headliner's a pain. Okay, you can see the interior. This is what it looks like with the headliner removed. These pieces across the top here, these are wood trim pieces, and that's what the headliner was stapled into at the corners on the edges.
So you can see, I'm pulling out here, you can see the staples here. There's like a million of these things inside. And you gotta pull them all out. Because eventually we're going to glass back over this, create a nice foundation. This is kind of a messy, tedious. It's like pulling up staples from carpet in your house.
Wait a second. Back up. Did you see that? What's going on there around the portholes on the cabin top? You can see the black is where water has migrated through the portholes and into the plywood cabin top. This is plywood, but then it's glassed at the bottom. Should have been glassed all the way through from the very top down. This is all water that's migrated up inside here. So this will have to be dried out and treated, and then sanded down, probably glassed a little bit, and then painted over. And that will provide a really good foundation to go back and add a new headliner. And we'll figure out what that's going to be made out of. My preference is not to use foam headliner anymore. It's just a mess if there's any type of water migration or any kind of leak or anything like that. Also, it's very difficult to access any type of wiring or anything that's going on behind the headliner.
This was a big deal. If you have a 30, 40-year-old boat, you gotta know what's going on behind your headliner. The only way to know if there's something going on behind the headliner is to pull the whole thing off. This wouldn't have been found probably during a survey, other than maybe the portholes were leaking and there's water coming in somewhere.
Let's just see the water damage here. Not good. This is gonna really require some work to fix up, but it can be done. Everything can be done.
Next episode, I'll talk about how I fixed the rotted portholes and made everything better than new. This week, I received a question from Miss Adriana Lima from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And Miss Lima would like to know, hey, you have an amazing YouTube channel. I love it. But why do you only have 40 subscribers? Well, Miss Lima, that's a good question. Did you know that YouTube Analytics says that 90% of my viewers are not subscribed? If you like these videos, please hit the subscribe button. These videos would not be possible without your support. For more information, please visit the Motor City Boatworks YouTube channel or my website, MotorCityBoatworks.com. Boatworks is spelled BOATWERKS.